Johnny.
What the hell's going on? I mean, what the hell is going on?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
And here we go.
All right, we're back with your host, Big Lance and Phil. And we are coming to you tonight with the best movie of all times, Avatar.
We agree to disagree?
The Last Airbender.
Yeah.
No, just regular Avatar.
No, just regular Avatar.
No, the one with the blue people and the Terrans.
And the James Cameron.
And the James Cameron. And
the one with the James Cameron.
All right, well, let's take it to the beginning of the movie.
Let's do it. Do it.
Well, the movie starts out with the guy. It has a twin brother who's been working with the scientific group and the military to co-adapt with the Nebula. His brother dies in combat.
He does, so, and he's the guy.
He is asked to be his brother because
his DNA.
His DNA cooperates with the whatever that they've hooked him up to make this avatar.
Yep, sounds right.
Yeah, it does sound right because that's the movie. And then...
Oh, he's fucked up. Okay, go ahead.
So then they bring him on, and they're like, We'll give you your legs back, son, if you help us.
You know who that is.
It's the blind man on...
Don't breathe.
Don't breathe. I really like that guy. He also played...
Stephen Lang.
Yeah. I actually heard he was going to do Cable before...
That would be good.
I heard about...
I still like Kevin Nash.
Okay.
I don't know if he could act the part. He might couldn't act the part. But he looks the fucking part. But Steve Lang would be good too, man. I like that. That's so much better than Josh Brolin. Do Steve Lang. Anyway, back to your Avatar.
All right, and we also got the chick that plays in Fast and Furious as Letty.
She's gay.
And I actually like her.
She's a lesbian.
I actually like her character better in this movie than I do in any other movie she plays in.
She muff dives.
I don't give a fuck how faggot she is. I'm just... I actually like her character better in this movie than I do in the majority of the movies that she plays in, which is all the Fast and the Furious movies and SWAT. She played in SWAT.
She did play in SWAT.
That's pretty much the same character.
Resident Evils?
Was she the same character?
Pretty much.
Like a badass chick.
Yeah,
chick.
Much
all right, well, she plays
she was SWAT team kind
she
of
she plays a little bit better character in this, as in that she does not feel like she is the Conan of women.
Wait, who is in what? The chick from Fast and Furious?
Letty.
Is in Avatar?
Yes.
No, she's not.
Did you watch the movie?
I did.
I don't think
where
you did.
The fuck was she at?
She was the helicopter pilot.
Oh, the hell? Yes, yes, yes. I forgot. I was thinking avatars. I was like, what avatar was she?
No, she was the
you're
actual
right. She's
person
the,
in the movie
right,
that played
right.
herself.
And she helped them at the end. Oh, yeah. Okay, we're good.
Well, she helped them all the way through the movie. She was in the whole movie.
Absolutely. Okay, that's good. Good. Okay, go ahead.
I just like her character in the movie that she did not play the Conan type. You know, the badass chick figure. The Wonder Woman of the movie.
Right.
She didn't play the Wonder Woman of the movie. I'll tell you who played the Wonder Woman of the movie. Zoe Saldana.
Saldana.
Right?
Saldana.
Right.
Saldana. Right.
You want me to tell you some of my favorite scenes?
Sure.
And it's when he first comes to the Avatar land and he has to fight all the little coyote-looking things. And the
that
woman
was a good scene.
And the Zoe lady helps him. And yep. as soon as it's all, she's pissed off at him. She's like, "You like a baby.
You like a baby.
You like a baby." She says that 3 times in 10 minutes. "You like a baby. You fall around clumsy and stuff," or whatever.
"You loud. You make too much noise.
Loud. Too much noise. Walk around falling everywhere you go." Whatever.
She tones Mexican.
Dude, that shit, I love every time she says "like a baby." That shit
like
makes
"like a baby."
"You like a baby." But I love Pandora, man.
And how did you not know that was a chick from Star Trek?
Because she's fucking 17 foot tall in this
even
movie.
Though you didn't even think of Star Trek when we did the Guardians of the Galaxy episode.
Yeah, she's 17 foot tall in this movie.
She's 17 foot fucking tall in this movie.
She looks nothing like herself. She's got a flat nose and all this other shit. And she's blue. What the fuck? She's part of the Blue Man Group now.
She's also got spots.
And she's got spots and stripes on her face like a fucking tiger.
And you like a baby.
And you like a baby. I love that fucking part, man. And I love Pandora, man. Pandora is a magical place. Did you know that this, I don't know what the name of it is, but there's an effect that it caused on people. And they called it like the Pandora effect or the Avatar effect.
Okay.
That made people feel very... like wanted to almost die after this movie because they felt like nothing was, that life isn't what they ever
life
thought.
Sucks compared to
no,
Pandora.
Well, no, they just felt like that life wasn't what they thought it was. It's actually probably something bigger, a bigger scale of life. It's not the fucking religion that they believed in their whole life. It
right.
might be something different. And people, like, they call it an effect. It's like the Mandela effect that people... It's like
the Mandela effect is a crazy motherfucking shit, dude.
It's like
real.
A big deal in people who
it's
watch
like a big
this
deal
movie. Today. People who watch this movie, which was a huge fucking numerous amount of people in our society that live nowadays, watch this movie. And I would say at least half of them felt this way about it because it became a big deal after this and they started making a bunch of blogs about this movie and how it changed their life, and they some people become depressed after this movie. Some people have, you know, just like real psychological problems because of this movie.
Do we even talk about who starred in this movie? I don't think we even were run through.
We didn't
the cast.
Name them. No, we didn't go through the cast.
You want me to do that?
Sure.
Or is it not important?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Well, I mean. You got Sam Worthington.
Which is the main guy.
Jack Sully. I wasn't real big on his character. I'm just not a big fan of his. Zoe Saldana.
Saldana.
I like her. I didn't know it was her until after I read up on it. Right. So I was like, wow.
You like a baby.
But I do like Zoe. I like a baby. Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney.
I mean, I love me some Sigourney.
Yeah, that's...
Stephen Lang. Our boy from Don't Breathe. Michelle Rodriguez from Fast and Furious.
And he promised that guy. He said, "I'll get your legs back if you help me out."
What about Giovanni Ribisi?
What about the guy who's playing the guy who's wanting them robs?
The young guy?
Is that
Giovanni Ribisi.
Let me see his face.
It's the dude who played Phoebe's brother on
Friends.
Yeah,
he also played
Frank.
He also played in Ted.
Yeah.
He also played in an episode of X-Files that I love where he's electrocuting people.
Yeah.
Did you see
that? Yeah. I did.
I love that episode. That's one of my favorite episodes of X-Files.
You know they got a new whole season coming up.
I love that character. That guy. I love that guy. He also plays in a movie called Sabotage, I think, with Arnold Schwarzenegger or something like that. He plays in one of them fucking war
movies.
There
is a movie called Sabotage with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes, but I'm not sure if that's him that plays that. He plays in one of the movies like that, though.
But, I mean, what favorite parts you got of this movie?
What movie we doing?
Avatar.
I love... Well, It's a drawn-on movie. It's an hour and 40-something minutes long. So it's a long-ass movie. I think they could have cut it down a little bit. Some of it's drawn out. I love the flying scenes. I love all the fucking, you know, where he's hooked up to the dragon, their little dragon things.
That's badass. I got a question about
that. Is he fucking them?
Yes. Is he fucking the animals?
Yes.
I know. I brought that up when me and Chelsea were watching this movie.
It's bestiality.
I was like, that's the same thing they do when they meet their lovers.
But don't they kind of hook up to the trees, too?
Yeah, man. They hook up to all kinds of
shit.
They
let their hair hook up to the trees, right?
Right.
And it's like to be connected to every living thing that's on that place. They can feel like memories. They can see memories from the past.
Right.
From the trees.
Absolutely.
So it's like a database. It's like their computer is what they mentioned.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a network system.
So their hair is pretty much their hookup. That's the way they hook up to electricity. Okay, well, that's the way they fuck people. That's the way they control animals, bestiality way.
Yeah, it's bestiality.
And he pretty much rapes that big dragon, right?
Yeah, he rapes
and them. The horse.
He rapes them.
He rapes them and makes them take it until they fucking agree to what he wants to do.
Exactly. He dominates them.
Right.
Yes.
And then he makes that. He's raping that little dragon. He's raping that little dragon as he jumps on the big dragon to take over the big dragon.
Right. And then he shoots off in that big dragon's mouth.
All man. Right, well, this is my question. You know, the horses, they got two little hookups.
Oh, yeah, but you only hook up to one.
What if two people's riding it? Can they have a threesome?
Double penetration, baby.
Threesome?
Bam.
Horse yeah. love. That's Mexican style.
Bam, what?
Mexican style.
Bam, what?
It's like doggy style, but nope.
Bam, what?
Nope, Mexican style.
Bam, what?
I like the theory.
All right, so we double teaming this horse because it's well, got how can two
you
penises.
Hook up, how can you hook up to a human?
And is this
how
not,
can you hook up to a human?
I don't know, but is this not just penises hooking up with penises? Is that not what this is?
I don't know. The females got the same sexual part.
They all just have penises. And the penises.
They're just rubbing their penises together.
They're
rubbing their penises together. Yep, their penises
got
tentacles that
interlock.
That lock up together and fuck each other.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they do.
I got you. I agree with that. I'm not going to disagree with you on that. So they're all, do the females have babies or do the males have babies? Or
I don't do the know. Trees, did they talk
maybe
about
the
that?
Trees fucking spawn their babies out.
Did they ever fucking talk about
it? They never talked about it. But did we ever see any young babies or children in it? No.
No, you got Avatar that shit in there.
You know what I'm thinking? How stupid these motherfucking Nebula or whatever their names are.
Yeah.
At the end of it. What do they do? The guy's like, let's start recruiting more people, other tribes. And they start going around these other tribes and start getting other tribes to help them fight off these Terrans. Right? Why the fuck didn't they figure out that before a fucking military man comes to them to tell them to do that?
That's a good question.
Why haven't they been fucking fighting these fuckers off by themselves? And we haven't mentioned... They're there to get the fucking fuel up under their fucking tree. There's kind of rock that's got a certain mineral that makes this fuel. It's pretty much gasoline.
Yep.
I mean, it's a metaphor for gasoline, right?
I mean, it's some kind of power.
It's a metaphor. We're at war right now for gasoline. We're always at war for gasoline.
But this is an interplanetennial concept.
Right. It's a metaphor, though. We're always at
it's
war.
It's some kind of fuel.
We're always at war for fossil fuels.
Some kind of fuel source.
Right. We're always at war for fossil fuels. Our demise will be because of fucking war
fuel.
Over fossil fuels, probably.
I agree with that.
It's a metaphor. Yep. They're at war with this other planet for their fuel. And they don't even care about the fuel. That's what's so bad about it.
They care about the life.
It's like the pilgrims going into fucking America to take over the Indians. They're so primitive. They don't even have guns or nothing. They just got bows and arrows.
Boats and hoes.
Boats and hoes. Did you know where the bird finger come about?
You told me that the other
day. I didn't. Your father-in-law did. Your chapter 635.
Yeah. He did chapter 635. Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't remember the story. What was it?
Something to do with Indians, and they would tell their people from a distance that, hey, fuck you. We got fucking bows and arrows. You want to come close to me?
They would throw their fingers up to let them know they're fisting to fire arrows on y'all motherfucking bitches.
Right.
And that's...
It was a way to say
fuck you.
It was a way to say stay the fuck away from us.
It was a way to say fuck you.
It was a way to say stay the fuck away from my territory.
No, this was battle cry. This was running into the game. We're on horseback. We're ready to kill you.
No.
We throw that finger up first to say, fuck you.
Well, probably.
And that's what it means today.
Probably.
Fuck you.
Probably. But originally, it was a territorial thing. It was somebody sitting on their land. They seen somebody
come. I can't hear you in your mic.
It was a territorial
thing.
There
we go.
Originally, it was a territorial thing. It was somebody sitting on their land, seeing somebody coming up.
How long
up.
Have you done that shit for? Sorry, my bad. One more time. The territory, I think. My bad. Sorry.
Go ahead, let's talk about what you want to talk about.
I fucked up, I'm sorry.
No, you didn't. Let's go. What are we talking about? Avatar.
Yeah.
Alright, Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver make you a meatloaf then.
He turns into an avatar. He starts fucking with this girl, Zoe Dazzle, and then they
Zaldana,
and then they say hey to each other, and she says you'd like a baby, and then he says thanks. Well, why don't you teach me to be better like you? And then she takes him around, and then her brother and the guy that wants to fuck her tries.
That dude does want to fuck her.
Well, they're supposed to be married one day.
Right, so he's possessive of her.
Well,
but
that's
she
supposed to be his one day.
Right, but she's not digging that shit at all.
She's
like, look, listen.
She likes long dick. She likes long dick.
Yeah, and you got a short little dick. I ain't studying a little avatar dick. I need a big, long avatar dick.
But you notice, he starts being more like that
Could
guy.
They make their
Do you notice that?
Yeah.
As it goes on, he starts being more like that guy. He cuts his hair to the shape his is.
No, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, he does the little shaved on the sides, little pony bun type, or ponytail type thing.
You talking about the guy who was supposed to be with
him? Yeah,
doing
he does his hair.
I didn't notice
he
that.
Starts doing his hair like him, and he's more tribal like them.
I did not notice that.
At the end.
Oh, you talking about the main guy. Sam Worthington. Oh, fuck yeah. I noticed he did. I thought you meant the other guy. Okay.
What other guy?
The guy who was supposed to. The guy who was supposed to be with her. I thought you were talking about him.
Yes. He starts doing his hair like the guy that's supposed to be with him.
Sam Worthington does.
Yes.
I was on a different page. We're good.
He
now.
Starts getting more tribal like them, and he cuts his hair to their fashion.
Yes, he does. He
but
starts,
it cuts his hair to that guy's fashion, to the guy that was supposed to be with her. But anyhow, I don't know, man. This what was so good about this movie and what drawed me into this movie is that this planet is awesome for one thing, and
it is. I mean, it's a cool concept.
I would like to live in a time like that. And that's how we grew up, basically. Not tree people.
No, we did not.
Not pretty much tree people living in fucking hammocks in the trees. But that's basically how every human being started, was living very primitive like that. As monkeys, pretty much like they are.
Right.
And then we grown into society to be fat fucks that watch our cell phones all day.
Exactly. That's what we do now. And we
I
try
would
to change
much
that with
rather have
Pandora.
Grown up in their society,
really?
And not But
really,
yeah, because I would be more technology fit. I would probably live a lot longer life. I would be more fit. I would not be a fat folk that watches a cell phone 24/7 hours a day, and I would be more contributable to my family or society or village or whatever community.
Yeah, I get that, but my point is I would not trade the technology advances that we have today.
Advantages.
What'd I say?
Advances is this.
Advances. I mean advances, but advantages sounds good too. I mean, today's society, man, this is the technology era. This is it. The world said, fuck you, catch up to us. And now, no, I wouldn't trade this era for anything.
But we drunk ass is dead at 60.
I probably will be, but man, my life up to 60 will be so much better than the life of somebody in the 70s.
Or when you have a heart attack at 50.
Maybe. I don't know, man. I mean, it is what it is, but I enjoy the technology that I am seeing in everyday life. I mean, it's awesome. I want to see more. I want to see flying cars, dude. I'm hoping all that shit happens before I die.
But will you live long enough to see?
Probably not.
Because of the society you grew up in.
Right. Alright, so let's rate and review, Big Lance.
Rate and review, like I was saying, I really love this movie. I think it was a really good movie and a really good concept. And that's what James Cameron brings to you, is great concepts. Because, like, Terminator, oh, my God, that was a great concept.
T2, fuck yeah.
Or all of them. Even what he worked on, Alien, the second one, right?
Right.
James Cameron has great concepts, and that's why people want to bring James Cameron to his movies. He even mentioned in this fucking YouTube video I watched of him talking about Pandora Universal. He said, I could be sitting on a yacht right now. I could be smoking cigars, eating caviar. I don't have to be doing this, but I enjoy working, and I like bringing these different aspects to people's lives.
Right. Hell yeah, James Cameron.
That's right, and I love that, man, because these are really great things that we would never get to see without James Cameron.
That's right.
He will go down in history as probably the best director ever.
Him and Steven Spielberg are the two.
But you're going to have to say James Cameron has made probably twice the amount of money that Steven Spielberg has made.
I'll give James Cameron a little more on that. But anyway.
But, I'm going to have to give this movie a 9, man. Because 9's fine, and it's a dime, almost. It's 10!
It's not a 9, it's a dime. It's 10! 10!
it's almost
a 10. Hey, I'm telling you, the very first movie I ever give a 10 to, I'm going to go, it's not a 9. It's a dime. 10! 10!
That's gonna be Varsity Blues.
I know.
Whatever we do, Varsity. It was a really good
movie. For you, maybe.
It's probably the best football movie I ever watched, other than Remember the Titans was a good
one. I like Little Giants, too.
I love Ed O'Neill.
I love Al Bundy.
I love Ed O'Neill, and I love fucking the dude off of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, yeah.
Harold, his
little brother in the movie.
God damn it, what's his name, man? Rick Moranis.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, dude. All right, well, all right, you gave it a 9?
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 9.
A 10! All right. So I'm going to give this movie, I'm going to talk about this movie. This movie was a good movie. I'm not going to say it didn't have a good concept, because it had great concept. What I didn't like about this movie was the execution. This movie is not a bad movie. I mean, I have seen so much worse. But what I will say is,
it's long.
It is long. And I've seen a lot worse, but this movie was okay. I've seen movies that were 10 times better. I've seen movies that were 10 times worse.
This movie just... I'm going to have to rate this movie at a straight...
This is James Cameron right off of Titanic, man.
It is. And you're going to hate me for this. Mm-hmm. You're going to hate me for this.
Well,
everybody out there that loves Avatar is going to hate me for this.
Everybody.
But I'm giving this movie a 5. Because it is just blah. It's not good. It's not bad. It's just in the middle, man. It's a good movie as in the sense all that right. I can watch
well,
it.
You don't have to explain.
But it's not a great
You don't
movie.
Have to explain.
Well, that's what
you
I
give
do.
It a 5, you give it a 5.
I do have to explain it. That's what we do on Smoky Shelter. All right. Well, besides that, let's move on to some budget versus box office. Big Lance.
What did they pay for this movie?
How much do you think they spent on Avatar 2000?
$300 million. 237 million.
Wow.
That's probably the most money ever spent on a movie.
Okay. What did this movie gross in the box office, Big Lance?
Worldwide.
Domestic. We always do domestic.
It did over a billion.
Okay. Give me a number.
Worldwide is 2.6.
I don't know fucking what worldwide did. I'm talking about U.S. domestic like we always do. How much did this movie make?
1.5 million.
1.5 million?
Yeah.
Or a billion?
Billion.
Billion. 1.5 billion. This movie made $760 million.
Okay. You know what it made worldwide?
What?
2.7.
2.7 billion.
Billion. Inbox office.
Billion. All right. Over the weekend, what was it?
100 million.
100 million? Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Final answer?
200 million.
Are you going 200 or 100?
200.
Which one?
200 million.
200 million? It was 77 million.
Why do you make me change my answer when I'm close?
I was trying to keep you on 100 million. All right. Well,
then why didn't you just say 77 after I said 100 million?
Okay, so. Man. All right, let's do a little name game. Bam. This is your pick.
You know, since then, you know how much money Avatar's made?
Tell me, Big Lance, how much money has it made?
$4 billion.
That's some...
Since 2009, Avatar has made $4 billion.
No fucking wonder that motherfucker's like got five fucking sequels already planned out.
Right, already in pre-production.
He's planning part 3 before part 2 has been.
Right. He already knows how every one of them's going to go. All right.
Well, let's do this.
And some of them's going to be short fucking people.
All right. Well, let's do this. Sharknado, bitch. Let's. Oh.
Oh, shit. Yeah! You just fucking wrote part 4.
Sharknado meets fucking Avatar.
Yes, fucking Sharknado. People fucking sharks while they're flying through the air eating.
Fucking
people.
The sharks while they're flying through the
oh,
air.
Oh, man. I love it.
All right. Let's do some, let's do a little name game, my brother.
All right.
You picked Avatar, so I picked that.
All right. Sigourney Weaver.
Fuck it, Sigourney Weaver.
Aliens.
Okay. Aliens Resurrection.
Aliens Reservation.
Try again.
National Lampoon's Aliens Reservation.
Try again.
Aliens Reservation.
There's no Aliens Reservation.
The Curse of Curly's Gold.
There's no reservation.
The Curse of Curly's Gold.
No. Are you done?
Hold on. Sigourney Weaver?
Yeah.
Terminator.
No.
4.
That was Linda Hamilton.
She was on that, on the end of it.
Oh, she was. Okay, Terminator 4. No, not 4. Not 4.
3, I mean, 3.
No.
2, 1.
No.
6, 5.
No.
4.
Was she at the end of Genesis?
It was, four. Yeah, that one, 5.
What was the name of it?
Terminator Genesis.
Hey, fuck, Todd. See, how many goddamn leg ups did I give you there?
I don't know. Is she really in that movie?
I don't know. Is she? All right.
Yeah, she's in it.
I'm going to call you out on it.
You got to call it before you name another one.
I'm calling. I ain't named another
one. Alien 3.
I ain't named
another Alien 3.
All right.
Alien
you're,
3.
You're changing your
she's
fucking
She's into
shit.
Alien 3. I know that.
You're changing your shit.
Yep.
Okay.
This is Alien 3.
Okay. Well, fuck me, man. Just fuck me right up the asshole. Ghostbusters.
Was she really in Ghostbusters?
Yes.
You're lying. Oh, she was in Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters 2.
Ghostbusters 3.
She was not in
she
Ghostbusters.
She was.
She was.
She cameoed in Ghostbusters with Melissa McCarthy. She was the fucking head teacher. Bam, bitch.
I might have watched that again. Then I'm going to say that she played in it's Lincoln.
Are you willing to go
Lincoln.
For that?
She played in Lincoln.
Are you sure?
You won't call me out.
Yeah, I'll call you
she
out.
She was in Lincoln.
I'll call you out on that. Do you want me to call you out on it or
you
not?
You want to because I ain't got nothing else.
Where's my phone?
The pelican. She was in the pelican.
The pelican brief?
Brief. The pelican brief.
That was Julia Roberts.
Everybody was in the pelican brief.
You want to do it?
Because everybody was in it. Yep. Pelican brief. Let's do that.
That's the one you're going with. I'm calling you out.
I don't know what else she's been in. Pelican brief.
Julia Roberts, Denzel Washington, Sam Shepard.
There was a lot of people in it.
It was. All right, you just lost that, but I'm going to tell you one.
Okay.
Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, was she?
She was at the very end. She was the big boss.
Let me do our plugs then.
All right, let's do our plugs as.
As?
Who are we talking about, Avatar?
Whoever.
Do it the way Zoe Saldana would talk.
Okay.
Okay. Plug us up, bitch. Plug us up, Big Lance.
You're like a baby. You should go to the smokyshelter.com. And don't be a baby. Follow us on Twitter and tweet us on Facebook.
Twit.com.
Twit.com us.
Twitter.
Check us out on our Patreon site. Don't be a baby. Do these things we tell you to so you can be more professional like us. I think that's good. You follow
okay.
us on Patreon. You fucking fuck with us on Facebook.
And bottom line, the Smoky Shelter.
Hey, Google us. We're the Smoky Shelter. We are the only Smoky Shelter.
Yeah, right. We really are. Just Google the Smoky Shelter and see what pops
you
up.
You will find us. And we are on our site, which is Podomatic.
Podomatic.com. We're on iTunes, man. We're on Facebook.
Please leave us 5-star rating and reviews. But, Phil, do you got any last word on Avatar? One word, big bruh.
I'm blue. I'm a D. I die.
I don't like that.
I'm a blue.
I don't like that. I don't like that because I was going to do that for my last word. But you said that on one word. But that's cool.
My one word.
We're not going to cut it out. We're not going to cut it out. We're not going to cut it out. We're not going to. I got another one. All right. My one word is.
I didn't realize it was one word. I thought it was last word.
No, you don't get to do last word ever.
Ever. Okay. Never, bitches. Never.
Never. Have you ever heard him do it before, bitches?
Never.
Never. All right. Well, I'm going to just go with blue since you did that. I'm going to go blue.
Okay. Blue, I'll be diving. I die.
All right. Now, Phillip, this is your catchphrase. Any last words, Big Lance?
Okay. Any last words, Big Lance?
I'm about to go get me a barbecue sandwich and with some butter and some toasted bread.
Yep.
And then I'm going to fuck that bitch.
Later.
Why so serious?
Dance off, bro. Me and you. Broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you, you bastard?
Time to nut up or shut up.
You, no trouble. Me, fifth element. Supreme being. Me, protect you. Sleep.